We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
It's time for the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Get insight into your favorite West Virginia University teams and hear exclusive interviews. The Mountaineer Insider Podcast is presented by Segra. Segra, powering organizations of all sizes with state-of-the-art voice, data, and internet services. Now, let's go live inside our MSN studios. Here's your host of the Mountaineer Insider, Dan Zangrilli.
And we welcome you to this week's edition of the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. It's the NFL Draft Edition, and of course, we're going to talk to one of our very own who is certainly going to be glued in, and he's talking to a lot of folks, and I'm sure getting a lot of feedback, and waiting for his name and number to be called. Colton McKivitz is with us. Colton, as I understand, you're out in Arizona, and you're just working out and doing your thing as you wait for really what is supposed to be a special day coming up.
Yeah, I'm still here in Chandler, Arizona, working out. Still the routine, even though the world's in pandemonium. So, just trying to go with the flow and continue to work and talking to a lot of people. So, I'm hanging in there.
So, first off, let me ask you what it's like preparing for an NFL draft during a pandemic. There's really no playbook for this one, is there, huh?
No, it's definitely the first time and hopefully the only time it'll ever happen. But, I'm just blessed to have the position I'm in, because I know most guys after the combine, they're on their own or they're working out at school and those kind of things. So for me to have, the gym I'm at and where I'm working out, it's to have it open is quite a blessing. So I've been kind of pretty, routine the last couple weeks.
So what have you been doing and how have you been trying to stay in shape, and what is going to Arizona really afforded you?
So through the gym, it's, there's a lot of vets. I think there's probably 10 to 12 NFL vets who come and work out, through the gym. And then there's four other rookies, including myself. So, usually, squat, bench, all the lifting part. But now, as OTAs would be coming up, rookie minicamp, now we're getting into the skill and position work. We're doing offensive line, twist pickups and run plays and going over film and those kind of things. So To have, you know, where I'm at, it's a great advantage for myself.
So who are some of the NFL vets that you've had an opportunity to be around? And I would imagine that that's been just amazing for you to be able to soak in everything that you possibly can from them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The first one would have been Max Starks. I mean, even though he's retired, getting him to be my interview prep guy for, you know, Senior Bowl and Combine was, you know, that's a dream come true, me being a Steeler fan and growing up watching him. So to shake his hand and get to pick his brain a little bit was, quite a feat. And then now the guys in the gym working out with him every day, it's, you know, guys like Taylor Decker, Bobby Massey, you know, Pat Elfline, Ted Larson. There's just a bunch of guys who are, you know, multiple teams and multiple guys, you know, year-wise have been in here, free agents, first-round guys. So it's quite a combination of guys in the gym.
Well, yeah, Max Stark, certainly a Super Bowl winner. He's on the radio with Westwood One, so that's a heck of a guy to learn from. And speaking of the Steelers, funny you mention it. I've seen a couple of draft boards, and the Steelers may have a particular need, and quite frankly, Colton, your name has been floated with that organization. I suppose that would be pretty cool for you.
Yeah, it'd be. I know I get asked that a lot by other teams. You know, who's your favorite team and all that. You know, you'd be honest with them, so I always tell them, you know, Pittsburgh. So, you know, being from the area and, you know, dad growing up in McKeesport, it'd be pretty cool to be a Steeler. But, you know, at this point, it's, you know, whoever's going to pay the bills, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As we chat with Colton McKivitz here in advance of the draft, has it been kind of surreal to see your name pop up on the boards? I know Bruce Feldman put something out about you as essentially being a steal, perhaps, and your stock seems to be over the last 72 hours increasing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, you know, these teams I've talked to and, you know, coaches and scouts, you know, it's just no one in the media or, you know, these pre-draft things, no one knows because, you know, there's no pro days, so teams couldn't, you know, have a consensus on a guy or really hone in on where they think a guy's going to go. So it's just the whole situation is completely, you know, different and unknown. So you just never know where you're going to go. And I mean, I guess for 72 hours, if it's increasing, hey, you know, I'm all about it. But, you know, whatever it's going to do, it's going to take care of itself. So, yeah, as I've always looked at it, it's an opportunity. Hopefully it'll be, a good start.
Yeah, let me ask you that. How do you gain last-minute advantages? I guess you can't. I mean, everybody's always trying to push to the finish line here this time to try to catch attention. And if there's recent film or whatever information that you could put out, players and their respective representation, they're always trying to do that. That really hasn't existed this year. So I guess my question is, what have you been able to do, or what has anybody been able to do to try to make that last-minute push in the midst of a pandemic?
I think what's really going to help, and, you know, guys who are able to work out, you know, like I am in gyms and that kind of thing, and, you know, they have their own trainers or whatever, it's going to be, you know, teams are expecting, you know, once things pick up, it's going to be full go. I've heard that from a couple teams and coaches that, when this all, you know, hopefully gets over quicker than later, you know, it's going to be full go. We're going to need to know playbooks. And if you have a place where, you know, you're continually, no, there's no breaking your routine. I think that's going to be the biggest thing is what, you know, these coaches are looking for, where I'd have an advantage over someone is, you know, I'm working out with vets, I'm doing football stuff, I'm still working out, conditioning, while other guys may be, you know, at home, not their fault due to the, you know, the pandemic. But, you know, it's just another advantage that, you know, teams are seeing. So it could be another thing that's helping.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it goes down to almost good old-fashioned networking and just trying to put your name out there. And whether it's, you know, glad handing with some of these NFL vets, or at least being able to see how you work out, that maybe word can potentially spread on you. I mean, that's I guess that's about the only advantage that you could gain, and it sounds like you're doing just that.
Yeah, I mean, we had our own, like, little pro day. You know, one of the other guys in the gym, we didn't get to have ours. So, you know, we did, like, a 20-minute pro day thing of drills and sets and that kind of thing and sent it out to all the teams. So, coaches asked teams, they asked, you know, for us to do certain drills, and we did those and sent them out. So, you know, maybe they're watching that and that kind of thing. It's just those, you know, little extra things that shows that, in a time where, you know, you're being put in a situation where you need to do all the work yourself, it helps having, you know, a place where you can do it and take advantage of the situation at hand.
Colton, are you getting some feedback about potentially moving inside or teams liking you there? Because that's something that's sort of surfaced here lately about where teams, oh, heck, hey, we might like him at guard. Obviously, you put some good stuff on tape, I think, in Missouri years back. So I didn't know what type of feedback you were getting as far as where teams in particularly liked you.
Yeah, you know, talking to some, it's kind of a split between the teams. You know, some see me as a guard, some see me as a tackle. But you know, I think the thing to look at it is it's versatility. I think that's the biggest thing. If you're going to be a swing guy or someone who can come in and help right away but not start, is going to be a person who's, you know, can play both tackles and both guards. So. The more versatility you bring and can play both ways, it's you know, it's just another advantage that'll help you get picked up.
So, Colton, let's get down to the serious stuff here. When you told me that you were out in Arizona, I was concerned for you. I didn't know if you were in position where you could quickly get to a body of water and throw a line in that body of water. You assured me that you're okay in that respect and you're able to keep up on one of the best social distancing practices out there, and that is good old-fashioned fishing.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast. I think I've been at a hotel for going on since December. So, you know, we've got our own little, you know, private lake and, you know, usually spend every other day, you know, fishing there. Before, I was able to listen to my, you know, my Caps on the radio and listen to their hockey games. But, you know, that after sports became irrelevant, you know, I just back to old fishing and listening to the birds. So, you know, it's definitely a good time spending time near the water.
I love it. So what do you have, you know, as far as some tips here? Is it still good old-fashioned hot dogs and bread, or what are you chumming the water with?
You know, they kind of got the fish started learning on us. You know, the hot dogs were a hot commodity, and everyone started using them. And then, you know, bread was working, and then now I've started to chum the waters with sweet corn, you know. So put a little sweet corn in and get the scent going. So they come in, and I know I ran off a family the other day. They got tired of watching me catch fish, so I think that was the ticket there.
So by the time that you chum the water and you throw the line in, like what's your average bite time? Do you got this thing down to 45 seconds, or where you at? I mean, I'm sure you've got like a spreadsheet and some metrics on it.
It's not like my ponds back home where I can catch them every cast, but I mean, it's pretty close. It's probably if I'm good at setting hooks that day, it's probably 10 to 15 minutes in between. So usually we're on fire pretty quick.
I love it. What are you catching out there?
I mean, all kinds of things. I never caught tilapia before until here, and they got tilapia, some bass. There's bluegill, carp, catfish. It's just the whole anything you can find in a waterway. It's here.
All right, and I'm sure everybody's asking you, yeah, how in the world you're doing it? Or are you just doing this on your own? I mean, is this Colton McKivitz going Han Solo?
No, I mean, sometimes I will if the guys are busy, but I've became pretty good friends with the center and left guard from Oregon, Jake Hansen, Shane Lemieux. So, you know, we've gotten pretty close over the past couple months of training. So I usually take them fishing and they enjoy it a lot. So, you know, we have a good time with that.
All right. So final thing for you here as we wrap up our conversation with Colton McKivitz. Colton, it's usually a very, very special day, draft day. Does it feel like this week is going to be a little anticlimactic? I mean, you almost really work your entire life, obviously, to get to the highest level, which you have an opportunity to do, but also to be able to celebrate with friends and family. Unfortunately, that's probably not going to be the case. Do you have anything unique planned as far as a Zoom call? Or what are friends and family in the Colton McKivitz circle going to be doing?
Yeah, so, I mean, my original plan was to fly home and get to see them, but, you know, obviously with the whole corona thing, that wasn't going to work out. So, you know, Mom, she's got the iPad set up for FaceTime. She's got a little adapter to put it on the TV, and she'll have another TV for the draft, and, you know, she's got her own draft board with everything. She's ready to rock and roll, and, you know, it'll be exciting. I know say it'll be anticlimactic, but it'll still be a dream come true regardless of when my name's called, because like you said, it's a chance that rarely, you know, athletes get to see and get to possess. So you know, it'll be a pretty enjoyable moment, even though it's going to be on FaceTime.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to seeing your name called, Colton, and obviously your contributions to Mountaineer Nation have been pretty apparent here over the last 4 years. So congratulations to you in advance, and we wish you all the best, and we'll be catching up with you down the road.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Lumos Networks is now Segra. Segra is proud to support the West Virginia Mountaineers, and we're proud to be investing in the future of Mountaineer Nation. Segra is one of the largest independent fiber bandwidth companies in the U.S. Our new dense fiber network provides the solutions, speed, diversity, scalability, and reliability West Virginia, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Southeast have been asking and waiting for. All across our footprint, Segra is providing customers with local attention and the fastest, most reliable fiber network in the region. Call 833-GO-SEGRA or visit www.segra.com to learn more. We are Segra. Let's go, Mountaineers!
Well, we hope you enjoyed this edition of the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Special thanks to our friends at Segra, and be sure to visit us at WVUsports.com for all of the latest as it pertains to Mountaineer athletics and COVID-19, and also we'll have continuing draft coverage as well, and we'll see where Colton McKivitz is selected, what day, what round, and what team. We certainly wish him all the best, as Neil Brown was not at all shy about heaping praise on Colton McKivitz as he was in instrumental here and trying to pass the torch and make sure that this transition from one era of Mountaineer football to the next was indeed seamless and smooth. So please do not forget the contributions of one Colton McKivitz. That'll do it for us this week, and be sure to visit us online at WVUsports.com to check out our latest schedule of Mountaineer Memory Broadcast. We've updated it through the first week of June. You can also follow us on our Twitter timeline at WVUMSN. A lot of great classic games that we have coming up for you right here on many of these platforms. So be sure to give us a rating, give us a subscribe, and sign up for our push notifications, because we're pushing out, I think, a lot of great content for you, trying to keep you busy throughout the course of these next couple of weeks. Until then, hail West Virginia. Let's go Mountaineers. I'm Dan Zang, really thanking you for joining us right here on the Mountaineer Insider Podcast across the Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You've been listening to the Mountaineer Insider here on the Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. The Mountaineer Insider has been presented exclusively by Segra, powering organizations of all sizes with state-of-the-art voice, data, and internet services. And be sure to find the latest news and information on the Mountaineers at WVUsports.com. The following has been a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.